Christian Crusaders warmly welcomes you to our Anniversary Week program. We are celebrating 65 years of radio ministry this week with a banquet and a program at Nazareth Lutheran Church in Cedar Falls, Iowa. All on our mailing list have received invitations. We look forward to celebrating with our faithful listeners. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Are you one of those people who would say life is fine, but I'm still looking for that hidden treasure? That would really make it complete. If that's how you feel sometimes, why don't you listen to the sermon? We're going to address that subject today. We open our service in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty and ever-living God, you have given us such great promises, those promises that will bring us to a complete understanding of your love and your mercy if we will but receive them. So give us grace today to know that there is a hidden treasure, and it is for all of us. Hear our prayer and speak to us through your word. We ask it in Christ's name. Amen. Hear the word of God as it is recorded in the 13th chapter of the Gospel of St. Matthew, beginning with verse 44. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field. When a man found it, he hid it again, and then in his joy went and sold all he had and bought that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant looking for fine pearls. When he found one of great value, he went away and sold everything he had and bought it. Here ends a reading of God's holy word.
Lord Jesus Christ, be present now, and let thy Holy Spirit fall our hearts in love and peace.
friends in Christ. Many people appear to be perfectly content with their lives. Whether they are or not is hard to say. But let's take a look at people of this persuasion. Our youth, for example. There are some of them who are really captured with the whole life that is before them. They simply are wondering, where do I fit into it? If you talk with them, it is easy to see that they are preoccupied with other thoughts. The work that they someday shall do, the schooling that they're in at the present time, the social life that they long for, and as they get along in that youthful period, they think a little bit about love and marriage. While they're in a world all of their own, we say, sort of a dream world. But there are others among the youth who feel there is something missing in life, and they need to find out what that is. They have watched adults, sometimes parents, friends of parents, and they see the emptiness, even with everything around them. They seem to be fine, but there is something that is lacking. What is it? Sometimes these youth do rather funny things. One I know walked into a golf pro shop not long ago and took a very expensive golf club. When he was asked, "Why did you do it?" he didn't have an answer. He came from an affluent home, and if that boy had said, "At my next birthday or at Christmas time, I'd like to have that golf club," you can be sure that he would have had it. He could not answer why he did it, except that, well, maybe he is one of those who is looking for something in life, but has not yet identified what it is. But it is not just youth. Move on to people who are somewhere between the ages of mid-20s and 50s. Some of them are having a ball. They think that life is tremendous. Their marriage is great. Their family is a joy of their lives. They're all healthy, intelligent, and are doing well. The work that they are involved with is challenging, and remuneration is more than adequate to give them above standard type of living. On the other hand, there are some in that same age bracket who are not that elated with life. Oh, if you sat and talked to them in a superficial conversation, they'd say it's all right. But after a while, if you began to penetrate, they'd say there's something that is missing. There seems to be a hidden treasure which they have not yet found. That must have been true in Jesus' day, too. For he told them the story of the person who was digging in the soil, and he found a great treasure. He could be compared to the person who went to church, and while he was there, he found a great treasure. Well, back to the things of everyday life. Let me give you an illustration of a man who found a great treasure one night. He was a businessman, CEO of one of the large corporations of America. The day's business was over in New York City, and so he looked around in his newspaper to find out what he should do. Of all things, he didn't go to a play. He didn't go to an athletic event, but he saw that Billy Graham was speaking in Madison Square Garden. Well, he had never seen Billy Graham. He'd heard him a few times on television and the radio. He had heard of some of the great things that had happened in the lives of people who had been the recipient of the gospel as it had been proclaimed by Dr. Graham. So out of curiosity, he went to Madison Square Garden. And that night, God used the words of Billy Graham to convert that man. His life was turned around. When he had awakened that morning, he never thought that he would be a changed person when he went to bed at night. But that's exactly what happened. As Mr. Graham went on to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ, this man was reminded that he was a sinner. But he had also been reminded that Jesus Christ had come into this world to suffer and to die for him and to promise him life everlasting. Pretty soon there was an altar call. And the Dr. Graham said, if you'll just come down front, we'll pray with you. We'll give you some material, and then you can go home. But we ask you, empowered by the Holy Spirit, to give this night your life to Jesus Christ. From that day on, that great man, Tom, was a different person. He's the kind of a person that is described in the parable as simply going out into the field and not expecting anything great, suddenly was upon a great treasure. So he picked it up and buried it some other place and then went off and bought that field, and he had now what he wanted. Well, Tom had now what he wanted. Besides an excellent job, a wonderful family, and all going well, that which was lacking was now his, a living personal relationship with God that came through faith in Jesus Christ. Now, there is another person described in our parable. This person was out seeking to fill the empty spot in his life. He didn't know what it was, but he was not going to just sit back. He was looking, trying hard. And you can be sure that he had tried all kinds of things. He tried to find that pearl of great price in many, many places of merchandise. But it wasn't there. And then one day, he saw it, and he sold everything that he had and bought that pearl. Now it was all his. How do you relate that to the religious life? Well, here's a person who has tried everything under the sun to get that whatever is lacking in his life back into it if it had ever been there. And his question was, could it be religion? So there are many people today who are seeking to find the answer to life in religion. It is so great that many churches have now presented what they call a seeker service. It is a very, very plain service, a music that might fit the ear of the day. The message is very clear, the way of salvation. That God has created you in his image. You have fallen into sin. Jesus Christ has come to suffer and to die at the cross as a payment for your sin. And if by the power of the Holy Spirit you will receive him as your Savior, you become a part of the kingdom of heaven. And the word there is seek. Seek. And so you can go into certain churches and they'll announce right away, our seeker service is going to be held at such and such an hour. When I was a lad, we didn't have seeker services. But I recall a scripture passage that was found in our church. It was right above the altar. It said something like this, "Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near." I read that again and again when I went into church on Sunday morning. A few weeks ago, I was back in my home church, and as I sat there in the nave, I looked up, and there it still was. Seek ye the kingdom of God. In other words, people have been seeking for a long, long time. And what that verse is saying to us, as it is taken from the prophet Isaiah, is this, the answer is Christ. You have come to the right place. Now let him open your heart. And as your heart is open, Jesus Christ will ask if he can come in. And then the way of salvation was proclaimed at every service. So we knew. Well, that's what's going on today. And I am thankful. I am so thankful that many people come to these seeker services are really finding what God's love is in Jesus Christ. Many of them are being spiritually awakened. Had they gone to an ordinary service where the minister was preaching on something that dealt with sanctification, and that also is very, very important, you might have missed the whole plan of salvation. But here, in that very simple, simple message, he is told who he is. He is told what his problem is. He is told what is missing in his life. And he is appealed to that as the Holy Spirit speaks through these words, that individual may come to a living faith in Jesus Christ, the Savior and Lord. In the parable, it says that the man sold everything that he had, and then he went and bought the field. Well, we know that we don't buy anything when it comes to our salvation. There is nothing for us to buy. But we come in repentance and faith, and we're willing to give it all up, that in our lives, and turn those lives over to Jesus Christ. And it is only when we throw ourselves into the arms of Christ and say, Lord, there is no more that I can do to find that peace. You alone can give it to me. That's when Christ comes in. Friend, I want to use this as the part of the sermon that I am anxious to leave you with today. For many years now, it has been my privilege to be the speaker on this radio program, The Christian Crusaders. We are now celebrating our 65th anniversary. It was in 1936 that Dr. G.E. Melkert, a powerful preacher at Trinity Lutheran Church in Waterloo, Iowa, together with some of the men in his brotherhood, decided that they were going to proclaim the Word of God over radio, especially to those who are sick and shut in and who could not get to church. The radio program had only one station, but they proclaimed that word, and the people were concerned about having that really remain on. It wasn't long before it was on two stations, and then on three stations. And during the course of these 65 years, there have been three speakers. Now we have grown very slowly. It has not been our purpose to try to be a great broadcasting group with a lot of stations scattered all around. But we do have 30 stations, and we proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ wherever we have that opportunity. We're telling what we know from the Bible and what our experience is regarding Christ. We try to tell them that Jesus Christ is the Savior and the Lord, and that he has died on the cross as a payment for our sins. That's what I seek to tell you today. That's what I seek to tell you every Sunday. It is a message that goes to the sick and the shut-ins. And we say to those who are confined to their home and often say, it's a long day. Just remember this. It is the Lord who said, I am your Savior. I am the Good Shepherd. I walk with you. Be of comfort, my friend. During the course of the program, it is our prayer that through music and through the spoken word, we'll be able to help those for whom death is very apparent. Maybe it's very close at hand. And we're anxious to tell you that in Jesus Christ, you can have eternal life. That you do not have to buy it, you can't buy it, but that he has given it to you through his sacrificial suffering and death. And when you close your eyes in death, you will then know that you're his forever. That's the message of the Christian Crusaders radio broadcast. It's for those who are guilty to come with their sins and to know that in Jesus Christ, they can be completely forgiven. It is for those who are weak. We point them to a verse like, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Be still and know that I am God. It is for those who are hungering and thirsting for that unknown. And we say, come, as Revelation 7:17 says, I will lead you to springs of living water. 65 years of having that opportunity to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. What a privilege has it been. And so on this anniversary month, and when we celebrate 65 years of God's grace, we want to thank you who listen to us Sunday after Sunday. We appreciate the opportunity of sharing with you the gospel of Jesus Christ, and it is our prayer that that pearl of great price, which might be lacking in the lives of some, may suddenly be found by you, and your life may be made complete in Jesus Christ. It is our prayer that we can help people find that which they need so desperately, a personal relationship with God. We also want to thank you for your prayer support. We know that this could never have happened without God's blessings. And we want to thank you for the financial support, which makes it possible for us to buy time on the air. We pray that this program will continue to point people to Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world. And so from Christian Crusaders who have had 65 years with a great privilege of telling the story of Jesus, we say thanks to God for the opportunity and thank you for standing with us. Amen. God in heaven, we thank you that you have given to us the privilege here at Christian Crusaders to tell the story of Jesus Christ to those who listen. We thank you for those who have been so faithful in standing with us, and it is our prayer, Heavenly Father, that as the years go by, if there be those years, then, Lord, may we be a faithful arm of your church, never taking the place of the worship in the congregation, for that cannot be duplicated. But where people cannot or will not come, we pray that they may hear the gospel through the merits of Jesus Christ our Lord, in whose name we pray, amen.
You have been worshiping with the radio ministry of the Christian Crusaders. Our first broadcast was aired September 6, 1936 on WMT Radio, live from Trinity Lutheran Church in Waterloo, Iowa. With 65 years of continuous radio ministry, Christian Crusaders is the eighth oldest radio ministry in the United States. Christian Crusaders is a nonprofit ministry dependent on gifts from you, our listeners, to buy radio time. In September, many of you give an anniversary gift of $65, $1 for each year of our ministry. We thank you for your generosity. Cassette tapes or printed copies of today's sermon are available free of charge. Our mailing address is Christian Crusaders, Post Office Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa 50613. Our toll-free phone number is 1-888-MY-FAITH. That's 1-888-693-2484. In the Cedar Falls, Waterloo, Iowa area, dial 266-7589. Christian Crusaders invites you to find out more about our ministry on the internet. Our website address is christiancrusaders.org. That's Christian Crusaders, all one word, .org. Hundreds of Pastor Larson's sermons can be read or printed. Complete recordings of the latest programs can also be heard at your convenience. Conducting our service today was the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson, Pastor Emeritus of Nazareth Lutheran Church, Cedar Falls, Iowa, and radio pastor of Christian Crusaders for the past 39 years.